AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue in Midtown Manhattan in New York. The New York City Fire Department is responding to a report of a helicopter crash on the roof of a skyscraper. Spokesman says the pilot was killed. In a tweet, the department says the helicopter appears to have crash-landed on the top of a tower, which isn't far from Rockefeller Center in Times Square. It does not appear anyone else was on board. Governor Andrew Cuomo told reporters a fire began when the aircraft hit, but it was under control. The governor also said it shook the building, and there are no reports of injuries of people in the tower. Appearing before the House Judiciary Committee is former Nixon White House counsel John Dean.
The last time I appeared before your committee was July 11, 1974, during the impeachment inquiry of Richard Nixon.
And Dean says he feels he can provide some historical context.
In many ways, the Mueller report is to President Trump what the so-called Watergate roadmap, officially titled the Grand Jury Report and Recommendation Concerning Transmission of Evidence to the House of Representatives, was to President Richard Nixon.
This is part of a new intensified focus by Democrats on the Russia investigation. Meantime, Committee Chair Gerald Nadler says the Justice Department has agreed to turn over some of the underlying evidence from Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report, including files used to assess whether President Trump obstructed justice. Police in the Dominican Republic say the gunman who shot former baseball player David Ortiz has not been identified or arrested. They say the driver of a motorcycle who was transporting the suspected gunman was captured last night and beaten by a crowd of people at the bar where the shooting took place. Ortiz was shot at that bar in his hometown last night in the Dominican Republic. Ortiz is said to be in stable condition. This is AP Radio News. A U.S. resident born in Lebanon and held as a spy in Iran is going to be released.
The report on state TV's website mirrored a report earlier carried by the semi-official Fars news agency about Niza Zaka, a Lebanese advocate for internet freedom. It said Zaka is to be released only because of the respect and dignity Iran has for the leader of the Lebanese militant group Hezbollah. A top Lebanese security official is apparently in Tehran to secure Zaka's release, which has been anticipated in recent days. Iran's Revolutionary Guard detained the advocate in 2015 after he'd attended a conference, then convicted of spying and sentenced to 10 years in prison. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Florida Highway Patrol says lightning struck the helmet of a man on a motorcycle as he drove down Interstate 95 near Daytona Beach, Florida. The motorcycle crashed. The driver, Benjamin Austin Lee, was killed, and police say lightning burned his helmet. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.